In their letter, the 14 lawmakers assert that rather than helping build a stable Afghanistan capable of governing itself, what they describe as an escalation of the U.S. presence may actually harm U.S. security. With the U.S. military involvement in Afghanistan, sparked by the September 11, 2001 al-Qaeda terrorist attacks on the United States, soon to enter its eighth year, they urge President Obama to proceed cautiously and allow a full debate. Representative Walter Jones, a North Carolina Republican and one of the few Republican critics of former President George Bush's Iraq War policies, describes what he and others in the group feel needs to be discussed.
To talk about this policy and how we can have success instead of having a buildup of 51,000 to 100,000, and then we've got the same problem that other great nations have had in Afghanistan. They're in a bad situation that they cannot get out of.
Dennis Kucinich is a Ohio Democrat who ran unsuccessfully for the Democratic presidential nomination in 2008.
That, look, rethink this. Give it another thought. Remember what happened to the British, to the Russians, and look what's happening to us right now. This is not a good and prudent step to take.
In their letter to President Obama, the lawmakers voiced concern that, in their words, any perceived military success in Afghanistan might create pressure to increase military activity in Pakistan, possibly leading to dangerous destabilization in the region. Representative Ron Paul, an unsuccessful candidate for the Republican presidential nomination in 2008, says the hope is that the Obama administration will focus on non-military means to resolve the Afghanistan situation.
Our effort here in writing this letter is just urging caution because we're hoping with the new administration that we'll have an administration that will lend itself more to diplomacy and working through other means other than always military confrontation.
While President Obama approved the deployment of 17,000 additional U.S. troops to join the International Security Assistance Force in Afghanistan, his administration is also nearing completion of a comprehensive strategic review of policy on Afghanistan and Pakistan. Democrats and Republicans who signed the letter say a key goal is to encourage a thorough debate before the U.S. potentially becomes mired in an even longer military commitment. Ed Whitfield is a Kentucky Republican, and Jim McGovern is a Democrat from Massachusetts.
I think it's important for the American people and all of us to have a genuine discussion and debate, as everyone has said, about the strategy, the exit strategy, with clarity, and that's precisely what we're asking.
During the debate on Iraq, we would always say, you know, it's keeping us away from getting Afghanistan right. Well, now we're starting to get out of Iraq. What does it mean to get Afghanistan right? And I think some of us believe there's not a military solution to be had.
As for when this comprehensive debate about clear objectives in Afghanistan will take place, the lawmakers who made the appeal to the president point to the 2010 Defense Appropriations Bill Congress will consider and a new $75 billion war supplemental measure the White House will send to Congress. Dan Robinson, VOA News, at the Capitol.